It's a full-time job, and it's extremely time-consuming, and it's not as easy as it may appear to some people.
College costs so much because the US government created a federal student loan program. Basically, like a lot of people could just simply take out loans when you're going to college, which eventually, like a bunch of these universities were like charging really high amounts and built really great amenities and huge state-of-the-art exercise facilities and all that kind of stuff. But at the end of the day, you get that piece of paper and you're 5 to 6 figures in debt. And it's getting to the point where like salaries aren't going up, but like it sure is going up when it comes to student loans and college prices. I mean, this guy right here says I have about $40,000 in federal student loans to pay off, got them consolidated. They were delayed until this year, but this is the year I'm supposed to start paying it back. Got 3 kids, a fat mortgage, doesn't really know what happened. And it's basically saying what's gonna happen if they don't pay back the student loans. Right now, student loan borrowers are gonna be facing some fat garnishments. So if you don't pay that, minimum payment every single month, if you don't pay back your student loans and you're defaulting and all that kind of stuff, well, guess what? You're gonna have your wages garnished, okay? And right now, you're gonna be seeing up to like 15% wages garnished, or they at the very least take away your yearly tax return. But the thing is, your credit score tanks. You can no longer get a mortgage, getting a car, they're going to charge you very, very high interest rates. It's not good. And I mean, I get it. The job market sucks. People aren't really making that much money. If you take away the AI growth, we're literally in a recession. So how in the world are people supposed to pay back their student loans when over 65% of Americans are living paycheck to paycheck, right? And check out some of these videos. Now, before you do, check out the private Discord server, Patreon link below in the description. Join the Patreon, connect to Discord, and trade with us on Discord. We're making a few hundred dollars every single few days. It's a fantastic server. I'm on it and it's great.
Having a college degree is only valuable if you're using that degree to do a line of work that you're obsessed with. So if you're doing that, you're winning. But the average person, that's not the case for them. I know so many people that were sold into the college experience because it would make you more well-rounded and it's going to help you get a good job. And now they're $40,000, $50,000, $60,000 in debt working for fucking $20 an hour. Standard education system in America, it's absolutely trash. And the fact that we even allow 18-year-olds to take out loans that are that big when they have no concept as to what that's actually going to do it to their life, like, I just think it's crazy, honestly.
If you're gonna take out student loans, make sure you know the terms. I love talking about scholarships on here, but I know a lot of people have to take out student loans, and a lot of you guys don't know what the terminology means. So I'm gonna explain today what the difference is between an unsubsidized loan and a subsidized loan. These are both federal student loans from the government, but the main difference is when these loans accrue interest. For example, when you take out a subsidized loan, that means that no interest is going to accrue on top of the balance that you took out until after you get out of college. Unsubsidized student loans are going to start accruing interest as soon as you take them out, all the way through your college degree, and then after until you pay it off. The government wants to make money. So because subsidized loans, they don't charge interest on, they don't really make any money from it. So that being said, they do put caps and limits on how much subsidized loans you can have. Even though unsubsidized student loans do accrue interest, the interest rates are lower than that of private student loans. Knowing these little things really helped me decide and structure how I was going to pay off my loans. And I even started paying some of my student loan interest while I was in college. Don't go in blind, read your contracts, read the contract that has your student loan agreement in it, and make sure you understand what you're getting into and who you are expected to pay after graduation.
I was just sitting here contemplating about like how I'm gonna pay back all my student loans because still have not devised a plan that's gonna work for me yet. Because I was thinking, you know how like there's the save plan, it's like the income-based repayment plan or whatever. So I signed up for that with my old job, not the one I have now, but with my old job, the based on my income that I had then, my payment was gonna be like $40 a month, which I was like, hell yeah, now I can actually like afford to pay on this for the rest of my life, like it'll be fine. Then I realized like that's not even gonna cut into like the interest that this shit's gonna accrue. So like, are they just trying to keep this over my head for the rest of my life? Like, why not just give me a job that can pay me enough to pay this? You know, like, why do we have to have all these save plans and income-based tuition repayment? Like, just make college cheaper. Like, why do we have to come up with all these government-funded programs that cut into tax dollars and that's going to keep me in debt for the rest of my life? Like, that doesn't sound like a good solution to me. But, like, either pay more or make college cheaper. It's pretty fucking simple.
As somebody who's in college, like I'm literally about to walk into class right now in 10 minutes. If you don't have a full ride scholarship, you should not be here. Because when I tell you this shit is the biggest waste of time ever, I'm not lying. And if you're paying for it, that makes it even worse. You know, you gotta think about it. You're not paying for the education itself when it comes to college. You're paying for that little piece of paper you get after 4 years. I mean, anybody can pull up to any lecture and learn whatever they want. It's all about whether they want to or not. At the end of the day, you can learn the same amount as you did in college and 10 times more if you take that 4 years and use it to learn yourself as opposed to going to college and going to class. So to anybody out there who's thinking, should I go to college or should I take that risk with entrepreneurship? Take that fucking risk.
I just spent like an hour trying to figure out student loan forgiveness. I'm a teacher. I want to get the 5-year loan forgiveness. That's my goal. I am a special ed teacher. I have worked in low income and behavioral settings. I have 2 more years to go until all of my loans could be wiped clear. And that was always my goal. I was trying to call different places. I called the Department of Education. I called my local education, like regional office. And I called my state office. The most helpful was actually the Department of Education. The lady was phenomenal. And I could tell that she felt so bad. We were literally, okay, so we go on to the student loan thing, right? And we're looking at the requirements for the teacher loan forgiveness. I should meet all the requirements. I am a special ed teacher. I work in a high needs area. Like, all of it should be good. Then there's this thing that you can search your school just to, like, double check. I have searched the school in the past. My schools have checked out. But I was like, you know what, let's double check before I switch out of the SAVE program. We go to double check. There are no schools for Illinois in the drop-down thing. Then we start to get some schools when we go back to like 22 to 23. You get like 3 schools in Chicago, 1 school in Rockford, 1 school in Aurora. You mean to tell me that there's no more than 1 school in Rockford and Aurora that are high needs and only 3 schools in Chicago? There's no other schools. And so her and I both are like, this is really weird. Maybe the system's not updating. She's like, I don't know. I'm so sorry. I wish there was more that I could do. She said, here's somebody that, like, it says on my end, this is all I can see, but try to call these people. So that's when I called the Illinois Department of Education. They were like, yeah, we can't do anything for you. The best we can do is give you this email. I said, well, I already emailed them. Do you know, like, how long it takes to get back? No. Okay. Well, you do know that they gave us less than a 30-day notice for this. Is there anything you can do? No. Okay. So that's how it's going. Just if anybody wants to know.
I'm so confused by y'all's student loans in the comments of other people's videos. And this video is probably going to end up on the side of the TikTok that I don't want it to end up on. For the record, I am not in denial. I know that I have to pay my student loan back. That's fine. I'm fine with it. Please don't comment to the comments being like, you shouldn't have taken out a loan if you didn't want to pay it back. I'm fine with paying it back. Jesus. I'm confused with people saying, I took out 28K, I paid 36K, and I still have 40-some K left to go. How? I did like a loan simulator for mine, and as long as I pay my balance every month, it should be paid off in 10 years. Which, like, that's a really long time. I'm gonna end up paying more than, like, the minimum payment or whatever to make sure that it's actually gone. Like, it'll realistically be gone in probably, like, a year or two. But, like, what do you mean? You now owe more than you took out after you already paid the amount you took out plus some. Did you miss payments? Did you not pay on it for a really long time? Did you know that your payment started and like the interest, you know? Like, what do you mean? Is there anything I don't know?
Real talk with you guys. I just found out that I have $17,000 worth of federal loans and I had no idea about it. For the past, like, 3 years since I graduated college, I've been paying my loan monthly, and I have a private loan through New Jersey Class. I refinanced it, so it's in my name now. We did all that jazz. So I was kind of content with my monthly payment of, like, $377 a month. Yesterday, I got a call from someone from this Nelnet government student aid, and they were telling me that I was late with my payments. And I was like, what? They continue to tell me that I have 4 loans with them that are federal student aid loans that I got. And I truly have no idea, like, how this happened. I explained to him that I had loans through this other place, and he was like, yeah, that's private loans. These are federal loans. And I literally was like, I'm gonna have to call you back because I have no idea what you're talking about. I didn't even have an account with them. Made an account. What do you know? They're right there. And I'm overdue on a payment. This is where I wish someone would tell me when I was a little 17, 18 year old girl, oh, by the way, these are all the loans that we're taking out. You're gonna have to pay for them at some point. They're probably gonna be a lot. Just the FYI. So yeah, I have $17,000 on top of my like 30-some K student loans. So that was really great to find out about.
I have 2 bachelor's degrees, but I'm currently unemployed and I'm trying to find a job and I'm not able to find a job. I feel like if you are not currently looking for a job right now in today's job market, then you will not understand how actually hard it is to find a decent paying job. Even if you have all the credentials, I have 2 degrees, I have experience, I have a good resume, I have it all, and I'm still not able to find anything. And people ask me, like, what do you want to do? Like, what's your, like, dream career? What's your dream job? And honestly, I don't have one. I don't dream of working. I don't want to work. There's no career or job that I can think of that I would be like, yeah, I would love to do that every single day and spend more of my time there than in my home that I pay a crap ton of money for. Like, no, I don't dream of working. My dream life, my dream day is to wake up by the beach or some body of water and drink my coffee and read my book, then take an afternoon nap and then read my book inside and then have a nice dinner. That's my dream daily life. But I know in order to get there, I need some kind of money, and Monopoly money won't work. So that means I have to get a good paying job, but those are not available.
So just out of curiosity, I like to look at jobs every once in a while just to see what's out there. And I went looking for jobs kind of relatively in the same career path as what I'm doing now. And everything requires 20 years of experience. Like, is entry level no longer a thing? Can you not get a job anymore if it's entry level? Like, I mean, hell, at this point, I feel like even McDonald's, you go to McDonald's, they're going to need 20 years of customer service experience. And then my thing is, it's not just that they want, like, customer service experience or like just something related to your field. Like, no, the job you're applying for, you have to already come in at having 20 years of experience. Like, I mean, back in the day, the worst thing was the whole like having a degree, but now no, they want you already overqualified to apply for any jobs. Like, what are we doing?
Graduated college, but you can't find a job. You're not alone. Young grads are getting hit hard in today's job market. Here's the reality. A college degree isn't opening doors like it used to, and One Thing 10 even calls the U.S. a no country for young grads. The Federal Reserve Chair, Jerome Powell, said that young people are struggling because in this market, we're in a low hiring, low firing environment, and basically, jobs aren't opening up like they're used to. The numbers back it up. Unemployment for college grads under 25 is 5.8%, the highest since 2013. For comparison, the overall U.S. unemployment rate is 4.2%. And even though many grads have multiple internships or degrees from top schools, competition for entry-level jobs is very fierce. So do you guys think a college degree is enough in today's job market? Let me know what you think in the comments.
I originally thought my husband owed $138,000 of student loan debt, but it's not $138,000. You know what it is? He has 21 separate loans. And so I've kind of listed them out and what balance I owe on, what we owe on each of them. And I want to tack them from the highest interest rate down. So the highest interest rate is 7.21%. That's like criminal for an 18-year-old to be able to take out a loan, and you can never wipe it away. It's ridiculous, but whatever. We're going to pay it off. It doesn't matter what happened. It doesn't matter what choices were made before we were met. I love that he has an education. I love that he's smart. So it doesn't matter. We're going to pay it off. So the very first balance that I want to tackle is the current balance due is $8,696. So that's going to be our new target. I'm going to update the bio to say, you know, this loan is the one we're tackling first. What is the amount out of that of this 178? So one thing I've learned is that if you have a problem, just break it into smaller problems so that it's easier to solve. But yeah, we're going to get through this.
If your student loans are in default or you owe past due balances, May 5th is going to come quick. So they have said that on May 5th, if you are in default or you owe past due balances, they are going to start sending letters to collections. Another thing they're going to do is they're going to give you 30 days to start making payments. And if you don't start making payments within those 30 days, they are going to start taking actions to garnish wages. I don't know about you guys, but I don't want anybody garnishing my wages because then they have control of what they can take out. I would rather just make the payments.
So I'm currently unemployed and I graduated from Cornell University a few years ago. And I think a lot of us can relate to grinding super hard in college, putting in the work. And we've been told if you do that, then you're going to be successful and your career is going to work out for you. But that's not the case. I have so many friends who also went to amazing schools and have great work history, but they're also really struggling to find work right now because it's just a really hard job market. So I know it can be discouraging, but we're going to find the right opportunity and just know that you're not alone.
Hi there. I took out loans for college and I owe it all back. I made a conscious decision to get a bachelor's degree. I also chose to get a higher education, and I owe it. I don't have a problem with it. I want to pay off my student loans. The problem that I have is my interest rate alone is $1,400 a month. That's not even me making a payment towards my actual loan. That's the problem. And I chose to go back into teaching because I'm taking advantage of the Public Loan Forgiveness Program, but my teaching salary, along with my loans and my $1,400 interest rate, they don't match. Like, they don't go together. I'm just a regular mom, three kids, just living an average life. That's the problem. And this is where people are getting upset about, is that they are taking out these loans. The interest rates are so high. People are struggling to pay them. They're just struggling just to live in this economy.
If you are a student loan borrower and you are in default as of 2020 when the COVID program stopped everything from being collected on, your wages are going to get garnished starting May 5th. No, I'm not kidding. The jokes truly write themselves. But the Trump administration has said that they're going to start garnishing wages of all the borrowers that are specifically in default. And when the COVID program happened, about 5 million people were in default. And I'm sure that once we all have to start actually paying back our loans, a lot of us are going to go into default. Of course, they're just pushing us to, you know, get income-driven payment plans. And yeah, but it's just like, we were promised to go to college and get like these high-paying jobs and none of us are getting hired. And now we have to pay back all this money. And I get it. I went, I got a service, all that. I totally cool with me. But, yeah, I just feel like it's all very abrupt and not giving anybody time to actually set up the ability to do this when we were kind of fed bullshit down the tube to begin with.
I just got back from a job interview where I had to turn down the job offer ultimately because of the wage and the lack of benefits. So this job was a position at a multi-billion with a B, billion-dollar immunological research, like pharmaceutical company. And it would be on the research and development team, the R&D team. They were looking for someone with a master's degree and 2 to 4 years experience in the field, or someone with a bachelor's degree and 8 to 10 years of experience in the related field, which is where I am. So it was going great, and they ultimately did end up offering me the position about halfway through the interview, and I was like, that's great. I do have some more questions though. And they're like, okay, cool, ask away. And I was asking about like the wages and like the benefits and like this stuff, and their faces went white, and I was like, great, hit me with it. What is it? It's $18 an hour, full time, So that comes out to salary, for people thinking salary rise, it's about $37,000 a year, $37,000 to $38,000 a year-ish. No PTO, none, zero PTO. So it's only the hours you work, even though it is a full-time position at their company. And on top of that, there is no sick leave because our state doesn't have mandated sick, like sick time. So there is no sick time. There is nothing. No PTO, no nothing. Hours worked is hours paid. That's fine. I get it. Jobs are like that. But this is a full-time job at a multi-billion dollar company. And so my next question was like, okay, cool, whatever. Next question is health insurance. What are the benefits there? If you guys don't have PTO, hopefully you guys got health insurance. They said, we don't have health insurance. I said, amazing. Not like that. But of course I was like, okay, so you don't have health insurance. Do you have dental or eye? They said, no, we don't have any of those. And so at that point I was like, okay, I appreciate your time and it was a great opportunity to interview here, but I cannot afford to live on $18 an hour where I have to pay for my own health insurance and benefits. So yeah.
Degree in software engineering is not what it used to be. 4 or 5 years ago, when your great aunt asked you what you were going to major in college, and you said software engineering, and she replied, oh, you'll always have a job with that major. My husband helps a lot of recent college grads land roles in tech, and what he's seeing over and over again is engineering students transitioning to something like tech sales. Reason being, a lot of college programs for engineering are not as rigorous as they used to be, which means that grads are graduating without the competency to excel in an entry-level software engineering job. On top of that, a lot of their work is getting automated by AI. And then what he actually sees most commonly is people come to terms with the reality that being a software engineer is long 10-hour days, minimal human involvement, fixing back-end code in some company's security software. If that's your jam, that's awesome. Software engineering could be a great role for you. But if that sounds like your worst nightmare, then it might be time to pivot. What's cool is sales is a great way to get that human involvement, but then still have a foundation in tech, which for a lot of people, that's why they were interested in software to begin with.
So I got in the mail that it was time for me to pay my student loans. I'm still in school, so I like called them and I was like, hey, you guys got the wrong gal. I was like, not yet. But anyways, I was looking at the bill and when I graduate, will be paying $300 a month. And now, so I thought, you know, like it's like a medical bill, like you don't actually have to pay those. Yeah, no. Guys, pay your student loans, because I just looked up how bad your credit will be fucked when you don't pay your student loan. Hear it from me first, okay? Don't do it. Do it. Pay your bill.
Hi there. I took out loans for college and I owe it all back. I made a conscious decision to get a bachelor's degree. I also chose to get a higher education and I owe it. I don't have a problem with it. I want to pay off my student loans. The problem that I have is my interest rate alone is $1,400 a month. That's not even me making a payment towards my actual loan. That's the problem. And I chose to go back into teaching because I'm taking advantage of the public loan forgiveness program, but my teaching salary, along with my loans and my $1,400 interest rate, they don't match. Like, they don't go together. I'm just a regular mom, 3 kids, just living an average life. That's the problem. And this is where people are getting upset about, is that they are taking out these loans. The interest rates are so high. People are struggling to pay them. They're just struggling just to live in this economy.
So I want to address this comment right here. I've been seeing a lot of this. How are you guys approved for a home loan with that amount of debt? I think some people were confused. I think they thought that we had $1 million worth of debt before we bought our house. How were we approved? No, that wasn't the case. The only debt that we had before we bought our house was a car loan. It was a little over $30,000 at the time. And then we had our student loans. So remember, when you're going through the underwriting process, the biggest thing is debt to income ratio. Our credit scores were 800 because we had several months of a $0 balance on our credit cards. And then the only other payments that they were seeing continuously coming out of our account was our rent that we were paying, our regular household bills, and our student loan payments and our car payment.
Guys, Today is a very exciting day, and that's because I got a notification from Credit Karma this morning, and I realized I'm officially under $20,000 in debt. Maybe that seems like an interesting milestone to celebrate, or maybe you can't even relate to this, but between my car payment and my student loans, I am so close to paying all of it off that it felt like a good moment to celebrate. In all transparency, my car payment, I got my car in COVID, so I have 0% interest. So that's about like $5,000 left that I don't like necessarily consider part of the debt. So when you really look at it, I only have like $13,000 more-ish left to pay on my student loans. And I am so freaking close. The biggest like three tips that I would share to be successful in paying off student loans as fast as possible. I did refinance one time to get my subsidized, unsubsidized, and personal loans from my undergrad and my master's degree all together, and it was thankfully a really good interest rate. The benefit that this gives you is that it's all under one account, which means one payment per month, one platform. Whenever you insert seamlessness into a challenge or an experience or a goal, it just makes it that much easier. Secondly is be as aggressive as you can with your payment plan. Remember, this is temporary. That's what I always told myself, that this is a temporary compromise. It's a temporary plan. The harder I work at it now, the faster I will have zero debt to my name. I've had so many people say, oh, I'm just doing like, you know, a little bit here and there, or taking advantage of like delays in loan payments being due. And that's totally fine. Everyone's different. But for me, what worked is to literally just start immediately and be aggressive. Finally, you can still have fun and do things and all of that, but make that a non-negotiable part of your budget. So for the past 5 years, I've not missed a payment. I've been on time. I haven't changed a single thing. Even when life changed and we started renting at a more expensive place, we were planning for a wedding, planning for a honeymoon, etc., that didn't matter because student loans were just already out automatically every single month. It did not matter. I never see it. So thanks for watching and having a little moment of celebration with me. I'm so close. I can feel it. I'm just so freaking happy, and I'm proud of myself, and almost done.
If you guys love trading, check out the private Discord server, link in the description below. I mean, we're making a lot of money. Like one of the Google calls last week made like 51%, a lot of gains here, 40, 75, 30%. We're making like a few hundred dollars every single day. And our traders are really, really experienced. They're trading every single day. We're showing all the plays out there. We even got different trackers, you know, check out what the politicians are doing, unusual stocks and options news to see what the insiders are doing. And also it's pretty cheap. It's only $10 a month, limited time only, 7-day free trial. I mean, this server where we spent over $1,000 making it, and a lot of other places are charging you like 40, 50 bucks, but honestly, it's $10 a month, 7-day free trial. It's not gonna last forever. And we seriously have some of the best trades out there. And you're not gonna get a server cheaper than this, especially with the amount of traders that we're doing. Check us out.